And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and I'm happy to be joined here by Jamie Bisnock, another outstanding member of the class of 2020 here at Pierce Healy High. And Jamie, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Let's introduce yourself and your family. Who's in the Bisnock household?
I'm Jamie Bisnock, and I live with my mom and dad, Bobby and Julie Bisnock. They are from Little Falls. My whole family's from Little Falls, actually. And then I have my two siblings, Jordan and Jonathan. Jordan graduated from Royalton a couple years ago, and then my brother is a eighth grader in Royalton right now.
Okay, so that begs the question, Jamie. You live in Little Falls. Your brother goes to Royalton, and what brings you to Pierce?
Well, we live in Rice, actually, okay. But like our family.
Another iron in the fire.
Yep. I just wanted a switch of schools. I had a bunch of friends in Pierce and everything.
Okay.
Wanted to try something new, so I came to Pierce.
At what point of your career or academic career did you come over here?
So I finished out my 10th grade year in Royalton, and then my beginning of my junior year, I tried online school, and that just wasn't a very good fit for me. So
okay.
Then I decided that I wanted to come to Pierce about homecoming time of junior year.
Okay. Well, what was your first exposure like? What do you remember your first steps through the doors here at Pierce Healy High? What was your first impression?
Everyone is super welcoming here, and it's a good school to be at. I genuinely believe everyone's super nice. It's not like a lot of high schools where it's clicky and everything. Everyone, I feel, gets along very well, along with all of the teachers and students. They all have very good relationships, which is something that's nice.
Talk about the online learning here. That's, I guess, something maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with, if you say it didn't work out for you. But how does that process work? How do you get even started in that? Where do you apply to, or how do you get credited for that?
I just Googled online schools, and I did K-12, which is a big one. There's lots of commercials for it and everything, and that's how I heard about it. You just apply like any school you would a regular school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an online application and everything. It's just the only reason it didn't really work out for me is because it was very all on your own.
Yeah.
There wasn't a teacher there that you could ask questions to.
Right.
It was you
the
had
the social part of it.
Yeah. And that's what I really missed. So I love talking, and I like talking to people. So that's why I liked coming back here. And it was also, you had to sit in front of a computer for like hours and hours a day, and it was
wasn't your thing.
No, it was just boring.
Yeah. I would imagine there's some pretty good and interesting conversations between yourself and your brother here comparing Pierce Royalton schools a little bit. How does that go?
Yeah, well, we butt heads just because we're
a natural rivalry.
Yep. Yep. But he also loves playing Pierce and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's in a bunch of sports. He loves playing them. I love still going to his games and everything, seeing everyone who goes to Royalton still. But it's kind of fun, like, during our sports seasons, like, comparing how good our teams are doing and stuff.
What kind of class schedule do you carry here at Pierce, Jamie?
Right now, my senior year is pretty easy, actually. I have just a world literature class, which is an English class, and then I have Spanish. I'm in Spanish 3. And then economics, and I teacher aid for the kindergarten class, which I really love. And then I have a marketing class and a forensic science class, and then I leave for DOE to go to work.
What's DOE?
I don't know what it stands for, but it's when you leave you either leave 2 periods early or you miss the first period and last period of the day just so you can work and go to school. And then it counts as credits as well.
And where does that take you to then?
I work at Target in St. Cloud in the mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when are you dreading Black Friday then coming up here? Or are you involved in that? Or do you already have your schedule lined up?
Yep. I work 7 a.m. to, I think, 4:30 p.m. or something like that. I'm excited for it, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy. It's going to be crazy. But it'll be a lot of fun just because I love where I work. I love the people I work with, so it'll just be a fun, busy day.
Is Spanish class your favorite class of the ones you mentioned?
Yeah, I definitely think so, just because it's giving me like a whole new, I'll be able to speak a whole other language,
right.
So I'll have a whole new world to look at, basically. And
it's a very valuable asset.
Yeah.
And are you planning on going to the Costa Rica trip then?
Yes, I
And what are
am.
you looking forward to about that? What kind of preparations have you made to go? I'm sure there's fundraising and there's all kinds of things that go get involved. You don't just pack up and go.
There's lots of fundraising that we're doing and everything. The thing I'm looking forward to most is definitely, I've never traveled. I've never
Oh.
really been
Have you ever
anywhere.
been on a
And
plane?
no, I've never been
No,
on a
okay.
plane. So it'll just be fun to experience all that, especially with such a good group of kids that we're going with. So it'll just be.
So do you have to go through the whole process of getting a passport and all of that too, I suppose?
We have to get a passport and everything. We have to pack up all of our stuff and everything. I haven't gotten my passport yet, but we're working on that part of
Okay.
it.
As far as future plans, what does the foreseeable future post high school look for you, Jamie?
I plan on going to the Aveda Institute down in Minneapolis for 4.5 months.
That's Veda, you said? Okay.
Aveda Institute.
Okay.
It's a cosmetology school.
Okay.
I plan on going for Estheology, which is skincare and makeup
Okay.
and things like that. And then after that, I hope to start in June. So then, by the time fall comes around and everyone's just starting college, I'll hopefully be moved back home already
Okay.
and kind of starting my job.
Okay. Where do you see yourself maybe in 10 years down the road? Do you have that long range kind of framework of a plan built up?
I really don't. I'm taking it kind of just day by day right
Yeah.
now. There's a possibility of me going back to school and becoming a vet tech, but
Okay.
it really just depends where the whole esthetician career brings me.
Right. What do you do when you're not in school or working? What do you do for fun? What does Jamie Bizdok really enjoy as hobbies and such?
I spend a lot of time with my family and friends. Me and my brother always hang out just doing whatever. I love hunting and fishing and all
Oh,
that. So
okay.
as me
Have
and
you
my
been in the deer stand?
not yet this
Nope.
year. Tonight I'm
Okay.
going.
All right. Well, good luck. Have a safe
Thank
one.
you. I'm hope to get something, but usually every year we make a big weekend out of it. We party hunt with close family friends, so we spend the first weekend there, and sometimes we spend the second weekend there as well. Just all depends. I love going out and just doing things like going on like hikes and everything like that. I'm very outdoors. I like going out and seeing things.
Awesome. Well, you sound like a very bubbly young lady here, and I'm sure you. It seems to me that you have no regrets about coming to Pierce.
No, I'm glad I made that decision. Just the teachers here are very well. They want to want you to succeed,
They
and then
care, yeah.
they help you do that. If you have like any questions, any troubles, they'll be more than like hands down there to help you do everything. I'm very glad I came here.
Now, I was hesitating whether to talk to you. We were discussing this, but dog racing is in your past. Tell us a little bit about your history with dog. It's such a unique thing.
So we used to do that. I did it my whole life from before I could walk, up until about 2 or 3 years ago. We kind of got out of it. Our lives just got really busy, and it's an
It's a
expensive,
huge, yeah.
yep, it's an and it's an expensive sport. But it was lots of fun, and I definitely wouldn't have the love for animals and everything and the outdoors I do now if I didn't do that. It definitely gave me a lot of the good characteristics I have, just the responsibility and the authority that you get from it, and kind of just being able, because I was running six dogs when I used to race dogs, so you have to literally control six huge dogs
Yeah.
with just your voice or just like on a sled. You're not there holding them on a leash or anything. They're kind of doing their own thing, and you have to still let them know that.
What's that feeling like being behind those dogs when you're just out there by yourself and
So
just
fun.
going?
Yeah, so fun. Especially like right out of the chute. You're going so fast. It feels like you're on a roller coaster without a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Because you're just
Did you do it
standing.
competitively or was
Yep,
it
yep.
okay?
We did sprint racing, so it was short, fast, which
Okay.
when most people think of dog racing, they think of the Iditarod or
Right,
something, which
yeah.
is
John
long
Bear
for,
Grease, yeah.
yep, for days and everything. It was anywhere from like the kids' two dog that's 1 or 2 miles to the open class that could be
Okay.
20 some miles, but it's still considered sprint. It's usually 2 or 3 days long, and you just add up the times and you get places and everything with that. Whoever has the fastest time gets first place, obviously.
I'm curious, did you see your dogs then as pets, or did you see them as, I don't know, athlete's tools type of thing? How did you view that?
Both, definitely. Obviously, they weren't like cuddle in your lap
right.
pets, but they were at the same time. I could go up to any one of my dogs and just like hold them in my lap and pet mm-hmm. them and love on them and stuff. But at the same time, they knew that they, especially when we were at a race or when we were training, they knew they were there to do their job. Mm-hmm. So they were very focused and everything. But of course, everyone has like their favorite dog out of the bunch. Yeah. So I would always have my favorites. I would bring them inside, take them on walks, everything.
How do you determine who gets to be the lead dog? Do the dogs kind of decide that? Or?
Yep. The dog, it is all up to them what okay. they want to do, where they want to run. Some dogs are lead dogs. They want to be in front. They don't like when other dogs are in front of them. They listen well to the commands and everything. And other dogs, like the wheel dogs, which are the ones right in front of the sled, they're usually the strongest. But
okay.
some dogs, they hate when the sled is right behind them, so they just won't run if they're right there. And then other dogs just like being right in the middle, dogs in front of them, dogs behind them. They're being a part of the team, but not really. They don't have to know all the commands, and mm-hmm. they don't have to pull all the weight. They're just there helping and contributing.
Interesting. Do you have pets now?
Yes. We only have one dog now.
Okay.
And he's just a little farm dog.
Sure.
But now we have more of a hobby farm. We have sheep and chickens and cats, and we have a horse and some fish.
What are your farm responsibilities? What are mom and dad have you doing?
It's basically the horse is my horse, so
okay.
go out and ride her, take care of her, things like that. And it's pretty simple just because now, especially in the winter, you just kind of feed them, water
yeah.
them, make sure they're warm, have a place yeah. to stay and everything.
Well, very, very pleasant visit with you here, Jamie. Thanks
yeah.
for stopping by.
Of course.
That's Jamie Bisnock with us on our latest edition of the Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports.